Welcome to the She Did It Her Way podcast, where it's all about making the ultimate leap from your 9 to 5 and building a business and life you love, all while doing it your way. I'm your host, Amanda Bolin. Let's get started. Before we dive into today's podcast episode, I want to invite you to my absolutely, completely free training that is all about the 5 steps to starting your dream coaching business. In this training, I am going to cover the ultimate coaching roadmap that includes the strategy you need to thrive and succeed in the online space. We're going to talk about building your engaged audience with the find, attract, and convert formula, how to craft your high-ticket coaching offer, build your sales engine, and introduce you to the productive and abundant coach mindset. This is all happening September 14th, completely free. And to register, you can head on over to shedidherwaypodcast.com/training. Again, it's shedidherwaypodcast.com/training. Hello, my beautiful She Did It Her Way listeners. Welcome back to another episode of the She Did It Her Way podcast. I am so excited to have you here today for today's solo cast, which is all about what to do when nothing feels like it is working. And you may be finding yourself at the very beginning stages of building your business, whether you are day one or maybe you're the first 18 months of building your business and you may feel like nothing is working. I remember that phase of building the business, and there were some downright really, really hard days where I would think to myself, am I even cut out for this? And it would feel like everything that I was doing was not working. I was doing all the things that I was being told to do through my coach, through programs, through podcasts that I was listening to, and it just felt like it wasn't working. I was not seeing the results that I was anticipating. It felt like crickets, and it was just downright depleting. Okay, we're going to dive into all of this and unpack it in today's podcast episode. But before we do that, I want to give a shout out to this week's iTunes reviewer, Soul Fire Shift Tara, labeled or named or titled What I Needed to Hear. I am 100% focused on growing my business this year, making what I'm worth, which is a lot, I'm finally realizing this, and making a consistent and high monthly income. To that end, I was looking for a podcast to give me ideas, keep me inspired, and open my mind to opportunities. The first episode I listened to of She Did It Her Way hit the nail on the head and was exactly what I needed to hear today. Thank you. And thank you, Soul Fire Shift Tara, for leaving such a thoughtful review. I read all of these reviews and I get so giddy reading them. You guys, it means the world to me as a content creator. So if you want to leave a review, it takes less than 3 minutes. You can open up your iTunes app and go ahead and do that right on the phone. And thank you guys so much again for tuning in. Now, let's dive into today's podcast episode. I know one thing, that is for sure, and that is that building a business can be downright hard, not just from the tactical strategy side of it, but also the emotional side of it. I have learned, and the massive amount of growth that I experience in my business, while part of it is tactical, so much is an emotional, mental game. And working with my clients and having gone through the beginning stages of the entrepreneurial journey myself and building an online business, let me tell you, it is messy and things feel broken all the time, or at least they felt broken in the beginning stages of building the business. But it was once I learned to master my mind and understand my thoughts, I moved away from focusing on what was quote unquote broken, right? But they felt broken all the time. And I felt like I was constantly watching how-to tutorials, jumping from one tutorial to the next. And it just kind of felt like I was hanging on from a thread. So if this is you, let me tell you, there is light at the end of the tunnel, my friend. I promise you, it is just a season. It is just a phase. It is not where you are going to be forever while you are building your business. The growth and the experience you gain by moving through this phase of your business journey is the growth. Like being in it is the growth. Your growth and this experience of feeling like nothing's working, but choosing to decide to redirect your focus and what you learn going through that experience to let that go is the growth. It's not outside of you. And this is not going to be a fluffy podcast, solo cast. I'm not going to say, oh, just let go and let be and everything's fine. No, I'm going to give you tactical things that you can do that really helped me and what I did to help move through this so that I was able to ascend through this emotional experience that I had to ascend to the next phase in building the business. And if I can help you ascend or transcend, shall I say, faster through this experience and this phase, then it will have been worth it, right? If anyone tells you that their entrepreneurial journey to their multi-six or multi-seven figure was peachy, they are lying. Your problems don't go away given the stage of business that you're in. They just change. And I think that is a really big life lesson to learn, that over there isn't better. If we can't learn to manage our minds and emotions and how we go about the things that we do in our business at one stage, it's not going to matter then when we get to stage two or three, right? So I want to be able to give you the tools that regardless of whatever stage of business you're in, you know that you can do hard things and you know how to manage and work through those problems and challenges, because problems don't go away, they just change. Building a business can be some of the most intense personal development training you will ever experience in your life, especially if you let it. Your business grows in a direct proportion to you as you grow. You learn to detach yourself from the outcomes and to take care of the daily small things, because taking care of the small things takes care of the big things. You learn that although it can take some time, that comparing your journey and thinking you should be somewhere else or further along than you are only stunts you from actually moving forward, because you can't live in the present when you are focused on somewhere else you think you should be. I see this all the time, and I did this as well, that I would compare my journey and how long it took me to hit certain revenue goals to someone else's and get frustrated and think I should be further along. Why is it not working? Why am I not further ahead? But doing that only perpetuates the current state, which the current state is you focusing on the past and things outside of you. You also learn to unlearn being conditional. I talked about this in last week's episode about the perfectionism and needing things to conditionally be a certain way in order for them to be perfect. You learn to unlearn being conditional in your life. So for example, instead of saying I'll be happy when I get X amount of students to enroll in my program or make a certain amount of money, then I'll be happy. Instead, you learn that it's actually the other way around, that being happy in the here and now, you actually attract your desires. And when you do these things, you have to practice patience, because you can't change a habit day one and expect for mountains to move day two. You can't expect and have hope that you know at some point the mountains will move, but releasing the time frame that you believe and expectation for it to happen. And it's in the actual work and trusting and knowing is where the growth happens. Learning online business, building an engaged community filled with folks who want to buy from you, and not being afraid of what people say about you, and letting go of the comments that maybe our friends or family who are absolutely coming from a loving place say to us, but letting that go and letting the fear of being judged go and work through, which I have an upcoming solo cast all about that, because I know that's a really big thing that actually stops a lot of you from taking action, because it's an uncertainty. We have uncertainty, right? So if you find yourself thinking a thought that creates uncertainty, you will see in your actions, you will be stalling and stuttering on taking action. But more about that in an upcoming episode. All this takes time. So when you're building your business, you're in the thick of it, clients aren't signing up, you feel like no one is engaging with you or showing up, and let's say it's your brain that is freaking the F out. It's learning to separate your thoughts from you. Your thoughts are from your brain. So if we can look at what we're thinking and say, what is my brain thinking right now? It actually helps create that separation between you and then the brain. Here's a list of things that you can in the moment to put yourself back in the driver's seat. And again, this takes practice. It is in the moment when you are faced with the same situation that is going to trigger you to react in an emotional way. Let's say when no one's engaging with you and you feel like nothing is working, your typical behavior is to go down path A, which is spiraling out, which is thinking thoughts of like, should I give up? This is not worth it. I can't believe I'm doing this. I never should have started. All those negative thoughts. When your physical body is tempted to go down path A, because that's what you've normally done, I want you to choose path B. And I'm going to give you some tools and some different paths that you can choose instead of choosing path A, which you've always done. And again, this is the work. Okay. So instead of choosing path A, a different path that you can choose is the path of stop resisting. Resistance can be physical, it can be energetical, and our suffering is caused by resisting. Thinking that an experience in our life shouldn't be happening. Thinking that in the beginning stages of the business, that the not getting engagement shouldn't be happening, that's what creates suffering. That resistance and is heavy. And imagine if life's experience was a river and all of a sudden you thought that that river should not flow the way that it flows. And you build a dam and you put up the resistance. You stop the flow. It doesn't mean that what your experience is going to be easy, but by resisting it, you are causing more suffering. And that is so true in the beginning stages because we think that it should be easy. We expect that clients should fall into our laps because we've gone out and we've seen other people do that. And we assume that we are exactly like them and we're in the same stage. And that when it doesn't happen, that something's wrong with us, right? So I want you, an option for you is to practice not resisting, because what you resist persists and what you persist resists. Number two is releasing the control. And depending upon your personality type, when things go sideways, some of us like to try and control everything around us. And I can speak from experience because I know that when I feel my life is in chaos, I go into freak out control mode. And my husband will definitely share and agree with that, right? But really, it's learning and changing the thoughts about trying to control. The growth opportunity in that moment is actually learning that we can't control everything, and the only thing that we can control is ourselves and how we respond. Number three, viewing obstacles as opportunities. This is about changing your perspective. Sometimes we view things as not working and it leaves us feeling defeated. Whereas when we look at every challenge, problem, obstacle as an opportunity, we're able to shift the way we look at it. And as the late Wayne Dyer said, that when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And so if we can change the way we view how we go about our business, and especially in the beginning stages, as more of an experiment versus this has to work or I'm not continuing, it changes everything. Number four, we talked about this last week, that where your focus goes, energy flows, and results will show. Chances are that what you're focused on might not be making you feel that good. And when you're focused on what's not working, you can only think about what isn't working. So redirect your focus on what is working. and find it. It might be easy. It might be easier to be like, well, nothing's working. But I want to encourage you to really identify what is working and bring that into focus. Number five, you can bring things into focus and what is working by creating a gratitude list. Make a list of what is working. We often think about what we're doing in our business and what isn't working, even though we've recently just proved that it is working. We dismiss a sale that comes into our business because it isn't what we wanted. We expected 5 sales and only got 1. And so we lump everything together and say, it's not working. But it is working. You got a sale. Maybe you didn't reach the goals that you wanted, but stay focused on what is working, what is showing up, and being grateful for what is there. Same thing with Instagram, right? It can be really easy to think, oh, I only have 78 followers, but I need thousands before I can really make traction. And the truth is that we have to be grateful for what we have right now in order to get to where we want to go, because we can't get what we desire and hope for that is in the future by criticizing the present day. Number six, change your state. When things feel like nothing is working, change your state. Your state determines your story that creates your strategy. If you're feeling insecure, frustrated, or upset and try to solve a problem from that state, you are in trouble, my friend. When you feel constricted, defeated, I want you to stand up. I want you to put headphones in, and I want you to either listen to hip-hop music or whatever music makes you feel good. Maybe for some of you, it's about doing a 10-minute yoga flow. Maybe it is going out for a walk, but we have to change your physical state, because your state determines the story in which you tell yourself that then creates the strategy and how you make decisions. I know that sometimes Mondays, after a really, really fantastic weekend, totally being unplugged, being with family, or if we're traveling, Mondays can feel a little bluesy. Yes, they still happen, even though you're not working corporate. We're still all human here. And I know for me that when I get in a bluesy feeling state, I can't show up as my best self for my clients. And so for me, my remedy is popping in my headphones, going for a 2-mile run or walk, and just getting my body moving. So number six is change your state. Number seven, uncover what your primary question may be. And for example, this is if you find yourself to be a fixer and want to fix everything, which I have certainly been there. I've dated guys, I've tried to fix my family, I've tried to even fix my husband. We've all been there, or maybe not, but I certainly have, right? And I just wanted to fix things. And my primary question, the reason why I wanted to fix things, is because I was always asking, well, what's wrong, right? I always wanted to improve. And while part of that is really great, it also presupposes that something's wrong. And so even though things would be humming along fantastically in life and business, I would then manifest and create chaos so that I could fix it. Our brains love to do these random weird things, but I guess they're really not that weird once we understand them. And I realized, like I said, my primary question was, what's wrong and how do I fix this? Always. And if I always assume that something is wrong, then I'm going to want to fix it. And so really bringing into awareness and thinking about, is there a primary question that you are asking yourself that is driving everything that you do or don't do in your business and how you respond? And the last one is the practicing patience, number eight. In a world where everything is focused on immediate gratification, it is quite the opposite when it comes to building a business. You can't make future decisions based on current circumstances. And what I mean by that is when you implement a strategy and you do it for a week, you do it for a month, and you know that it works, you've seen it proven from other people, but let's say you don't get traction. Your brain will say, oh man, this doesn't work. And so then we want to pivot and we want to try to do something different. You go and do your first launch and you get 2 signups when you were expecting 10. You think, oh, no one wants my course. No one wants this. I need to pivot. I need to change the way that I launch. I need to change my entire course. That is what will keep you stuck and keep you in a perpetual state of spinning out. Because, and I'm speaking from experience, it would be so uncomfortable for me to stay with one thing over and over when the first time I didn't feel like it quote unquote worked. And what happens though is that if you keep reinventing the wheel, if you keep reinventing the launch, if you keep reinventing your offer and you never, and you're always pivoting, it's really, really difficult to create traction and build that business that you want. This is the biggest piece of advice that I have, is stay patient, stay committed to the long-term vision, no matter how uncomfortable it is when things quote unquote don't work. They are working. We just physically can't see them. Getting things to quote unquote work is really staying committed, having the patience, and creating that traction. Stop resisting. Release some control. View your obstacles as opportunities. Shift your focus. Create a gratitude list. Change your physical state. And practice the patience. Because truly, when it feels like sometimes things are not working, I want you to know that everything is working, even if we physically can't see it. If you are listening to this podcast episode and you have always wanted to start your online business, whether it's coaching or maybe launching courses, group coaching, all of that, but you're really struggling to find a place to get started, I want you to join me for my free training on 5 steps on how to start your coaching business. It's starting September 14th. You can head to shedidithoway.com/training. Again, it's completely free and it will change your life. So you can head on over there. And until next week, keep doing it your way. If you enjoyed today's podcast episode, you can head on over to shedidithoway.com where you can access the entire vault of She Did It Her Way podcast episodes and more information all about how to make the ultimate leap from your 9-to-5. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I would be so grateful if you headed on over to iTunes and left a review letting me know what you love about the She Did It Her Way podcast. Until next time, keep doing it your way.